It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week we take a deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. On the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, I'm happy to be here over the phone with you. I'm actually at the Sutherland Golf Course for the Sutherland Rotary Annual Golf Tournament, and we're out here benefiting Sutherland and Oakland High Schools with this tournament today.
So this means that you're working remotely today, right?
Yeah, you know, most realtors work remotely every day, so in the car, over the phone, at home, yes, exactly.
And so golfing and talking real estate at the same time. So some big information out, sounds like significant changes recently due to the National Association of Realtors settlement. So can you explain what this means to homebuyers?
Yeah, so this was kind of been brewing for a long time. The August 17th is fast approaching us, and a lot of agents and companies have already implemented these changes, but it's still very confusing for buyers and sellers. So anyways, we're here to talk about what some of this means, right? So the settlement, first off, had some updates aiming to enhance transparency in the home buying process. So first and foremost, home buyers will now need to sign a written agreement with their agent before touring homes.
Now, that is a big shift. What should buyers keep in mind when they consider signing this agreement?
Yeah, great question, Kyle. So before a buyer signs, it's essential for them to ensure that the agreement reflects the terms they've negotiated with their agent. So a buyer should understand exactly what services and value will be provided, as well as the associated costs.
Now, you mentioned this buyer agreement has to have some specific components about compensation. Can you break that down?
Yeah, sure, Kyle. There's four critical components concerning compensation and agreement. Number one, disclosure of compensation. It needs to state the amount or rate of compensation the real estate agent will receive or how that will be determined. Number two, it needs to be objective compensation. So it must be clear, not and set, like a flat fee or an hourly rate. It can't be vague, like whatever the seller offers. Number three, limitation on compensation sources. The agreement should prohibit the agent from receiving compensation that exceeds what's agreed upon by the buyer. And number four, negotiability statement. It must clearly state that broker fees and commissions are fully negotiable and not set by law.
Now, these measures sound terrific for transparency and protecting the buyer's interests, but are there any changes regarding things like virtual home tours?
Yes. Written agreements apply to both in-person and live virtual home tours, which is great for those utilizing technology in their home search. However, if you're just chatting with an agent at an open house, you don't need a written agreement.
Yeah, and that's good to know for especially people like me that are known to do that. What about compensation offers from sellers? How does that work under the new rules?
Yeah, sellers can still offer compensation to your buyer's agent, but they cannot share that offer on a multiple listing service or MLS. So an MLS is a local marketplace used by buyers and listing brokers to share property information.
Interesting. So after all these changes, is it still possible for buyers to receive concessions from sellers, for instance, like helping with closing costs?
Yes, indeed. Home buyers can still accept concessions from sellers, which can be quite beneficial during the purchasing process.
All right, so that's good. What should listeners know about what hasn't changed?
Well, agents who are realtors are still ethically obligated to work in the best interest of their clients. Compensation remains fully negotiable, and it's important for buyers to ask questions about compensation up front. So understanding these aspects helps ensure that they know what services they're receiving.
So it sounds like buyers have even more choices really now at their disposal.
Exactly. So working with a knowledgeable agent is crucial, and understanding the full range of options will empower buyers to make the best decision for their needs.
So it sounds like a great transition for sellers as well. What can you explain about what the settlement means for home sellers?
Yeah, sellers have a lot of options when listing their properties. So basically, they have a choice of compensation to buyer brokers, right? As a seller, you're going to have the option to offer compensation to buyer brokers. And this is can be a very strategic way to market your home and make your listing more appealing to potential buyers. Number two, disclosure requirements. Right? Your agent must clearly disclose and obtain approval for any payment or offer of payment that the listing broker will make to another broker representing buyers. And then transparent communication. If you choose as a seller to approve an offer of compensation, it's important to know that while you can still make this offer, your agent cannot include it on a multiple listing service. Instead, they can promote your listing through off MLS platforms like social media, flyers, and websites. And buyer concessions, that's you can still offer concessions to buyers on the MLS, such as assistance with closing costs. So that can also enhance the attractiveness of your home.
So good information there. And when again do these changes take effect?
Yeah, most of it's already been, we see realtors practicing this already, but August 17th is the date. Like that's the mandatory date for all these changes to happen.
So that is tomorrow. What should sellers keep in mind that hasn't changed despite all this?
Right. Sellers, it's important to remember that realtors are there to help you navigate the selling process and are ethically obligated to act in your best interest. Compensation for your agent remains fully negotiable. If your agent is a realtor, they must adhere to the Realtor Code of Ethics and have transparent discussions with you about compensation and strategies for marketing your home.
So sellers have choices in how they want to approach this, right?
Exactly. Working closely with your agent to understand the full range of options available will empower you to make the best decision for your specific needs.
Well, thanks, Mary, shedding light on these important points for buyers and sellers. It's going to be a big shift. We'll see how these changes can lead to a more informed and empowered experience for everybody. Now, let's talk. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's talk about the local real estate market this week in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, for the last 7 days, we have 19 coming soon. We had 5 coming soon listings. In the last 4 weeks, we had 19. And this 36 new listings came on the market in the last 7 days. 17 back on the market, 2 bumpable, no short sale pendings, 63 price changes, 51 pending sales. This is a huge number compared to the new listings that came on the market with only 36 new and 51 pending. 34 sold properties, 4 expired. So it's been a crazy busy week.
So talk about some of the listings that are out there.
Yeah, so we still have single wides and parks. Those are the affordable options here. $30,000 for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home on Neptune Court in Roseburg. Only been on the market 3 days, so we'll see how quickly this one moves.
And other options at other price points, too.
Yeah, there's a house at 431 Weason Drive in Glide. It's been remodeled. It was built in 2000. Very attractive. It's got wrought iron fencing, covered patios, 3-bedroom, 2-bath with over 2,800 square feet on 5 acres, listed for $635,000. So that looks like a great value. There's an extra mobile home outbuilding included in the sale as well.
And you've got a couple of higher-end properties, too.
Yeah, this is a property. I'm like, man, I think I should check this out for myself. 1222 OC Brown Road, 170 acres, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,200 square feet, beautiful open beam, tongue and groove ceiling. It's got an in-ground pool, and you're in the nature. It's listed at $1,050,000. I think that's a tremendous value.
And one down in River Club Estates, too.
Yeah, so we actually talked about this one on River Club a few weeks ago. This one is amazing. It was listed at $995,000, only 2 days on the market, had multiple competing offers, 2,300 square foot home on one level, just across from the country club. It sold for $1,010,000, so they got $15,000 more than they were asking.
Wow, absolutely stupendous home and a great location. As we wrap up, how do folks get connected to your folks?
Absolutely. You guys can come to our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. Give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500 or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right. I think they're about ready to get the golfing started, so we better let you go. Mary, thanks for being with us again this morning.
All right. Appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you.
8:59, we wrap up the morning report and more local news and information at noon. You've been listening to Local Real Estate Today.